Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a Soul Pride style ghost ARP in Ableton Live 12, a little jungle flavored melodic shadow that brings VHS rave color to a drum and bass track. And right away, let's set the expectation. This is not the main melody. We are not trying to build a giant hook or a flashy lead. We're making something smaller, thinner, and more haunted. Think of it like a rave memory floating behind your drums and bass. It should be noticeable after a few listens, not hit you over the head on the first second. This kind of part is perfect for jungle, rollers, darker liquid, and even heavier DNB when you want emotion without losing power. The goal is simple. Give the drums and sub a musical frame, add movement between snare hits, and create that old school, tape-worn atmosphere that makes a track feel lived in. So let's build it from scratch. First, set your tempo. For a classic jungle or roller feel, aim around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a sharper modern DNB feel, go a little higher, around 174 to 176. Then create three lanes in your project. Drums, bass, and ARP ghost. Keeping this ARP on its own MIDI track matters, because in drum and bass, you always want easy control. You'll want to mute it, automate it, filter it, and maybe resample it later without messing with the rest of the groove. Now open a MIDI clip, and keep it short. One bar is enough to start. Two bars is fine too, but don't overcomplicate it. For this sound, 3 to 5 notes is usually plenty. Stay in one minor key, like D minor, F minor, or G minor. Keep the notes in a tight range, about 1 octave. A simple phrase could be root, minor third, fifth, seventh, and back to root. That's enough to suggest a rave chord or a chopped old sample without turning into a full chord progression. Rhythm is where this starts to come alive. Use 16th notes or 8-note offbeats. A really solid starting point is to place notes around 1E, 2And, 3E, and 4And, or run a 16th note ARP pattern with one or two little gaps. Those gaps matter. In DNB, space is part of the groove. The fast ARP gives the ear motion while the drums and bass stay in charge. Now add a stock synth. Waveatable is a great choice here, because it's flexible but beginner-friendly. You can also use analog if you want something even simpler, but let's stay with Waveatable. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1. Then add a square or another saw on oscillator 2 and detune it just a little. Keep the unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and keep the detune gentle. You want shimmer, not huge width. Then use a low-pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB, and set the cutoff somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Add a little resonance, but not too much. For the envelope, keep the attack short and the decay fairly quick. Low sustain is usually the move here. We're shaping a plucky little ghost, not a pad. You can also add a bit of filter envelope snap, so the note has a tiny bit of movement right at the start. That helps it feel more alive. Now go back to the MIDI clip and make the notes feel chopped and human. Shorten the note lengths, so they're only about 40 to 70% of each grid step. Leave a few gaps. If you want, shift one or two notes slightly late, just a tiny bit, so it doesn't feel locked to a machine. Don't overdo that though. The idea is a haunted groove, not a sloppy performance. If you want more swing, use clip groove. Something like MPC 16 swing around 54 to 58 can work nicely. Or just choose a subtle groove from Ableton's groove pool. Then use velocity to shape the accents. Make some notes stronger, maybe around 90 to 110, and let some ghost notes fall lower, around 35 to 70. That contrast is what makes the ARP feel like part of the drum performance instead of a flat MIDI loop. Now comes the fun part, VHS rave color. Add an effect chain after the synth. A really useful starting chain is saturator, redux, auto filter, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, echo and reverb. You do not need all of them at maximum. In fact, less is usually more here. We're going for worn and nostalgic, not destroyed and muddy. On saturator, try a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If needed, turn on soft clip. Then add redux for a little grain and sample rate reduction, but keep it subtle. You want the texture of an old tape or a dusty sampler, not digital trash. After that, use auto filter to make the sound move. You can automate the cutoff from roughly 300 Hz up to 3 kHz across a section. That opening and closing motion is a huge part of the vibe. Then add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger with a low depth, slow rate, and a modest mix amount, maybe 10 to 25%. This gives the sound that slightly warped, watery shimmer. For echo, keep the feedback short and the mix low. Try a synced 1/8 or 1/16 dotted delay and just enough feedback to leave a trail. Then finish with a small or medium reverb, low wet amount, and not too much decay. The goal is atmosphere around the ARP, not a giant wash that buries the drums. Now make space for the rhythm section. Add EQ8 and high pass the ARP somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. That removes low-end clutter so the kick and sub can stay solid. If the ARP is fighting with the snare, gently dip around 2 to 4 kHz. If it gets harsh, reduce a little around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep this sound mostly in the upper mids. That's its home. The sub owns the bottom, the snare owns the punch, and this little ghost layer decorates the top. At this point, check the balance. In drum and bass, the ARP should support the groove, not sit on top like a lead vocal. If you notice it too clearly on the first listen, it's probably too loud or too bright. A good ghost part is something you feel more than you consciously notice. It should make the track feel richer without stealing attention. If it helps, group your melodic support parts into a folder or group track, something like music or textures. That makes arranging much easier. On the group, you can use a little blue compressor if needed, maybe a final EQ for cleanup, and even a utility to control width. In darker DNB, keeping the low mids narrow and the highs a little wider can work really well. Just make sure the center of the mix stays strong. Now let's talk arrangement, because this ARP really comes alive when it changes over time. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens into the drop. Automate reverb so it feels larger in the breakdown and drier in the drop. Add a little delay feedback before the drop for tension. And don't be afraid to lower the volume when the drums hit hard. A common structure could be the filtered version in the first 8 bars, then a brighter version in bars 9 to 16, then the ARP coming in quietly under the first drop. You can even mute it for a bar or two later in the drop so when it returns, it feels bigger. That kind of contrast is a big deal in DNB. Small changes create huge energy shifts. A brief mute can make a return feel dramatic even if the sound itself hasn't changed much. Always check the ARP against the full rhythm section. Play it with the kick, snare, break loop, and sub bass. Ask yourself, is it masking the snare? Is it making the upper mids crowded? Is it distracting from the bass phrase? If yes, reduce it before you start stacking more effects. In this style, reducing is often the smarter move. And here's a classic jungle style trick. Resemble it. Once your ARP works, record it to audio. Then chop it, reverse one hit, fade the ends, or nudge one note's pitch. That instantly makes it feel more like a discovered sample than a clean synth line. A little imperfection goes a long way here. In fact, letting imperfections stay in the sound often makes it more convincing than polishing everything to death. If you want to go deeper, try making 3 versions of the same ARP. One clean version with just the synth, EQ, and a mild filter. One VHS-worn version with saturation, redux, and echo. And one dark drop support version that's filtered more aggressively, quieter, and tucked under the drums. Then loop 8 bars of drums and sub and compare them. The best one is the one that keeps the snare strong, supports the groove, and adds emotion without stealing focus. A few quick pro moves before we wrap up. Try keeping the ARP mostly dark, then open it only during transitions. Use a tiny bit of distortion before delay so the repeats feel gritty. Make one note answer the snare on bar 2 or 4 so it feels like a conversation with the break. If you resample, even a short, imperfect audio edit can sound more jungle than a super clean MIDI loop. And if you want a slightly more advanced touch, try a 2-bar conversation pattern, where bar 1 stays stable and bar 2 changes only the last 2 notes. Or move one note up an octave near the end of the phrase for a little flicker of lift. Just one high note can make the loop feel alive. So to recap, build a small, simple minor key ARP, keep the rhythm tight, shape it with a thin synth, add tape-worn effects, make room for the drums and sub, and automate it so it evolves across the arrangement. The best ghost ARPs in drum and bass are not the loudest sounds in the track. They're the ones that add a vibe, memory, and motion without stealing power. That's the move. Tiny melody, big atmosphere. Let's make it haunt.